Members, I'll call the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration to order. Quorum is present. Representative Gunther moves the minutes for Friday, May 7, 2010. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, we have the fiscal calendar before us and time parameters for the fiscal calendar. Let's see, Senate File 2900 is the Fish and Game Omnibus Bill. Representative Dill, not here. Let's go about, how about 2 hours on that one? And the second bill, House File 3051, is another Dill bill dealing with DNR lands. 30 minutes, talk to him. Doesn't seem to be much controversy in there. And then number three is House File 2753, a Morrow bill dealing with MnDOT trunk highway bonds. Representative Morrow, are you here?
Nope.
30 minutes for that one as well. Any discussion to the time parameters for the two Dill bills and the Morrow bill? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion prevails. Members, we will be coming back in here to set time parameters for concurrence for House File 2037, the budget balancing bill. And hopefully I'll have a conversation with Representative Zellers and others between now and then. So expect rules to reconvene somewhere later this afternoon. Watch your emails and my announcements for that. Thank you. We're in recess.
Just call the Committee on Rules back to order. Our order of business now is House File 2037, a Solberg bill, which is the legislative balanced budget compromise legislation. Members, this piece of legislation was brought online earlier today, and for informational purposes, to make sure that it had a public hearing, we had Chair Carlson had a Finance Committee meeting to go through all portions of this bill for public vetting process. The Senate processed the bill in 3 hours. The bill will be before us. I believe the motion on the table is a motion to concur. I'm assuming that there will be a motion not to concur, brought forward by the other side of the aisle. I think so as well. We are setting the time parameters for that entire discussion, both the motion to not concur and the motion to concur. I would look for a little advice here, but considering there aren't any amendments and only speeches at this point, perhaps 2 hours or 3 hours is enough time. I'm looking to see how much speechifying there will be. So looking for a little advice there.
Well, Mr. Representative Zellers.
Mr. Chairman, we have several members that are retiring that are on the Tax Committee. I can't tell you how much, they haven't told me how long they'd like to speak on the bill, so I figure if the Senate took 3 hours, that's a pretty significant amount of time.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
One second. Two things to that. They were amending the bill, so it wasn't just speeches, so they were doing that, but the retiring members, does retirement have some sort of, is that a sort of action item in here? We should be looking for retiring members to talk longer?
Mr. Chairman, no.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Representative Pawlowski.
Mr. Chairman, it was announced in finance that this bill is going to be vetoed. I'm going to repeat the message I did on the last one, that since it's going to be vetoed, it would be, I think, bipartisan if the leadership of both caucuses would announce that, set 15 minutes, you each get 7.5, vote.
I'd be happy to do that. I don't know if Representative Zellers would be.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Chair Pawlowski, without talking to members of our caucus prior to that announcement, I don't think that will go well with some of our members. I'll do consideration and apologies to the chair.
Well, on the safe side, why don't we set 3 hours then? And time certain, I'm sure we'll be taking a vote then right around 9 o'clock at the latest. But once again, reminding members that...
Mr. Chair.
Representative Pawlowski.
Last time we had one of our chairs up it, I think I'll do this. I'll recommend we cut it in half, instead of 3 to 1.5 hours. I'll make that motion.
Okay, Representative Pawlowski.
Since it's going to be vetoed.
Representative Pawlowski suggests 1 hour, 1.5 hour discussion to that.
Well, Mr. Chair, for that...
Representative Poppy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If it's going to be vetoed, and we already know that, and that's been talked about in committee, why are we doing it?
Representative Poppy, is that directed to me?
I'm just... To who whoever wants to ask it. I mean, if we're interested in saving time.
Well, Representative Hoppe, what would you suggest we do instead?
It's entirely up to you. I'm not, and Representative Pawlowski, I did like your suggestion. I'm not a guy that likes a lot of time spent on the floor, but I do welcome others and give them their chance to speak on whatever the issue would be for as long as they would like, from both parties.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Carlson.
Maybe in answering to that question, keep in mind that a couple of things happen when a bill passes. One is that those are now House and Senate positions for later negotiations if, in fact, it's vetoed. The other thing is that the governor provides a veto message that would give us some official feedback in terms of what elements in the bill the governor may or may not like. There's been a lot of focus on one provision, but there may be feedback as to what he may find acceptable and what he may not find acceptable beyond the one article that seems to be the center of the debate.
Okay. Representative Pawlowski.
Chair, Representative Carlson, I may have missed something, but I believe we have at least four of those messages from last session from this governor on this very topic. Did we not learn from those? I don't need an answer.
Okay. Well, Representative Pawlowski has an hour and a half on the table. I'm going to take the comments of Representative Hoppe and Zellers into account here and say I will amend the motion to 2 hours, and we'll leave it at that. Any further discussion on that? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. Thank you, members. We're in recess.